The mayor of St. Louis will meet with protesters tonight in a town hall meeting, the first since protests started Friday night following the acquittal of a former police officer who fatally shot a black man back in 2011. On Friday, the head of the NAACP in St. Louis urged President Trump and the Justice Department to review the decision, but the Justice Department had reviewed the case in 2012 and 2016 and decided not to prosecute. In addition, the Justice Department under Attorney General Jeff Sessions has announced plans to roll back a program that helps reform police departments and improve their relationships with the communities they serve. Joining us now is Kerry Johnson, NPR's justice correspondent. Hi, Kerry.
Happy to be here.
And what more can you tell us about this Obama-era effort to improve policing that Sessions is changing?
So, Jeremy, two things. Under the Obama administration, the Civil Rights Division took advantage of a law that had been on the books for a while, really since the brutal beating of Rodney King in Los Angeles, to allow the federal government to come in and do whole-scale pattern or practice investigations to find civil rights violations in entire police departments. That law hadn't been used very often before. Obama used it against something like 24 police departments earlier this year. New Attorney General Jeff Sessions said he was not going to be using that law to investigate police. Instead, he wanted to be partners with state and local police, since they comprise about 85% of the law enforcement officers around the country. More recently, Jeff Sessions has announced a change to a program called the COPS program. That stands for Community-Oriented Policing, and it's been around since 1994, the Bill Clinton era, initially designed to help pay for law enforcement officers in cash-strapped districts around the country. Under President Obama and his Civil Rights Division, those folks used the COPS program to enter into what they called collaborative agreements with police departments. Instead of coming in with a big stick, they came in with a carrot to look for problems, to work together with local police, and to provide some grant money to help. In fact, billions and billions of dollars since 1994 have gone to state and local police forces through that program. Jeff Sessions says he wants that money to now be focused on anti-gang crimes, anti-drug crimes. He wants to focus on what he sees as a return to law and order. So he's turning both of those programs around, wanting to be more of a partner with police than an investigator or an interrogator of them.
And when the experts have looked at that, the changes that the Sessions Justice Department wants, do they say that the Obama policies were effective in helping to make police departments operate better?
Some of those studies are still underway. There are some older studies of that COPS, community-oriented policing unit, that suggest it did help state and local police forces fight crime. But I talked with Ron Davis, who ran the COPS program in the Obama years. He says Obama did not turn away from crime fighting. In fact, if Jeff Sessions' point is to reduce crime, President Obama had already managed to reduce crime to near 30-year record lows, and the data we're expecting from last year seems to be in line with that, that violent crime may be spiking in some cities, but across the country, crime is still relatively low. So they question the motivation behind Jeff Sessions' moves here.
Do we have any idea what the impact these rollbacks by the Sessions Justice Department will have on the way local police departments address excessive use of force?
Interesting question. So the way that the federal government gets involved is when there's an allegation that local police have deprived someone willfully of their constitutional rights by using excessive force. The decision in St. Louis was that the federal government was not going to weigh in with any kind of federal criminal charges. In fact, these cases largely are state and local cases because most murders, most manslaughters are state and local charges, not federal ones. You need some kind of special hook to get into federal jurisdiction, like the murder would have to happen on federal land. It seems that the law is fairly settled here, and it's very, very difficult for either the federal government or a state or local government to successfully prosecute a police officer.
When we see the protests in St. Louis and people out on the streets who feel, and I don't want to oversimplify any one of these cases because they are all different, but who feel that justice is not being done, that police departments are not acting responsibly in a way that is fair, they feel in some cases that the federal government needs to step in. But it sounds like from what you're saying and what we're seeing from the Justice Department, that that is the opposite of what they are planning to do, is they want to keep the federal government out of these local police departments.
Well, there's a long history here, Jeremy, going back to the heart of the civil rights struggles in the 50s and 60s. Often, a lot of local communities could not rely on their local police forces to bring them justice. So the federal government, the U.S. Justice Department, had to come in and offer help. That's what these communities are calling for again. Jeff Sessions has said that he will investigate any accusations of excessive force that meet under federal law, that meet the legal standards there. But that's a very high bar. He's not going to move away from prosecuting individual bad actors, he says. But he's going to move away from the wholesale involvement of the Justice Department in investigating patterns or systems of misconduct in local police forces. And people like Sherilyn Eiffel of the Legal Defense Fund say that's a problem because policing depends on trust. And when you lose the trust of the community doesn't call 911 anymore.
Right. Do you expect any other changes on policing from the Sessions Justice Department?
There have already been a lot of them in only 8 months, Jeremy. We do expect a further debate in the Senate on Jeff Sessions' nominee to run the Civil Rights Division at Justice, Eric Dryband. He's had a hearing. It was relatively non-controversial. And we're waiting for the Senate Judiciary Committee to hold a vote on him. Ultimately, the full Senate will have to confirm him. His nomination could be a process through which the Senate once again debate some of these policing issues vis-a-vis the Justice Department and the federal government.
That's NPR Justice Correspondent Carrie Johnson in Washington. Carrie, thank you.
My pleasure.